Coming to you live from the Shrixon Studios right here along the Redneck Riviera, it is Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt as we are broadcasting live today from Fairhope Golf Works in just outside of downtown Fairhope. Boy, what a wonderful place to be. Avery Reed, JT Purine, those guys are going to be with us in just a few moments. Of course, Avery, a master fitter for many years, still a master fitter, but he was on the PGA Tour for many years, and we're going to talk to him coming up in just a few moments. But happy to be here. Of course, today's show presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. You can check them out in Mobile, just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street, or you can go online to McConnellAutomotive.com. We are glad that you are with us, and I'll tell you, I'm happy to be here, Matt. What a wonderful place, a place you're very familiar with.
I am.
Yes,
I
you
am.
Are.
I spent a couple hours here not too long ago with Avery and enjoyed my time at Fairhope Golf Works. Can't wait to come back and do it again for a wood fitting. I had an iron fitting not too long ago and got some new irons out of it and have been hitting the ball miraculously better than I ever was before, not knowing anything about club fitting or the fact that I was hitting clubs that, I mean, really weren't helping my game at all.
Well, I did say something to Avery a little earlier in the fact that you purchasing and taking lessons and getting this fitting has cost me money.
That's it has.
So we got to figure this out.
I'm working on paying off my clubs through you, Randy. That's what's going on.
And you're off to a good start. You are off to a good start. There's no doubt about it. Hey, we have got a ton of things to get into today. This will be a very fast hour. I always say it's the fastest hour in radio. We got to talk about Coach Saban. Of course, he's in front of Congress. We got to talk about NIL. We're going to talk about the Live Tour. We're going to get Avery's thoughts about the Live Tour. That's going to take probably 30 minutes. They'll take half the show. We got some tips that's going to come your way. We got to talk about the players. That's congratulations to our friend Joe Durant, who wins the Color Guard Classic last week. Congratulations to him. Of course, one of our dear friends, Ray Schuessler, is his swing coach. So good. Joe has not had a win in a couple of years. Good to see him back on that winning streak, and maybe we'll get him back on the show here pretty soon. But we got to talk about the Masters is coming up.
Yep.
I got to talk a little bit about some SEC basketball and March Madness. I mean, we got to cram all this in to 1 hour, man.
That's right.
So, and then we also have to talk about what's for dinner.
That's
so,
right. What's for dinner at Boudreaux's later on. We're going to talk about the players a little bit. That's going on. That's, I mean, you know, we've been calling it the fifth major forever now. It really should be. If they would let us have one more major, this would definitely be it. And what an amazing course. What an amazing place to watch these guys play golf at. It's just incredible out there.
It is the 50th anniversary of the Players going on at TPC Sawgrass, a place that, A, you love very much. And after what you had accomplished there, I don't know why you continue to play golf. You went there the first time you visited TPC Sawgrass.
That's right.
And you stepped on number 17.
Yep.
You did something that most people don't do, and that's get their first hole-in-one at TPC Sawgrass on number 17. Tell me who else has done that.
Only a handful. Actually, nobody I know personally. I think they had a little broadcast yesterday on the Players broadcast about how many first-time hole-in-ones had been there, and there were only a couple.
I mean, yeah.
Of course, that's during the tournament.
Sure.
You know, that's a little different story than what I was doing. But, the very first hole-in-one, Sunday pin location, pin was about 120 yards away, and it was just it was incredible. It's a feeling that I'll never probably have again to have something that special, whether it's hole-in-one or anywhere else. That hole, that golf course, that weekend, people that were with me, my good friend Tony, my son Tyler, and my cousin Chris, they were all there. So it was just an amazing moment, and something, having it on video now. That's the best part, is that I get to go back and look at it.
Well, and we would put that up on our website at southernfairwaysgolf.com, but we cannot because of the language.
I got a little excited. So,
yes, you did.
Involuntary cussing, I think is what it was called.
There you go. Real quick, let's take a look at it. I'll get you caught up on the leaderboard at the Players right now. Wyndham Clark at 14 under, four-stroke lead right now over Xander Schauffele and Nick Taylor. Those guys at 10 under, Matt Fitzpatrick, Maverick McNeely, along those guys at 9 under. Sam Burns playing real well. He's at 8 under, along with a handful of guys. Scottie Scheffler being one of those at 8 under, 6 strokes back right now. So they got a lot of work to do today and tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will be good for them. But man, what a beautiful place and a wonderful, wonderful tournament. One of my favorites is TPC.
It's been interesting to watch. I have not seen the greens this receptive during this tournament. I don't think ever. These guys are putting the ball so close to the hole. It's been amazing. Matter of fact, Sam Burns, you just talked about him at 8 under. He is 7 under today through 11.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's incredible. So if they're scoring that well this morning, this afternoon should be pretty interesting when the leaders take off. So,
well, it'll be fun. We're going to talk with Avery here in just a little bit and get his thoughts on. Of course, he was at TPC Sawgrass for a number of years as a master club fitter for the PGA Tour. Yep. Got to work with Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Vijay Singh, Tiger Woods. Got to work with some of the very best. We're going to talk to him coming up in just a few moments. But real quick, SEC basketball tournament going on right now in Nashville. I cannot believe that Tennessee lost to Mississippi State yesterday. That final was 73-56. Kentucky loses to Texas A&M by 10, 97-87. I mean, Kentucky comes in, I think, ranked number two. They were a two seed. Tennessee was a one seed. Look at Alabama. They lose last night in a blowout.
Yep.
Florida, the Gators just rumble over the Crimson Tide, 102-88. Now, we saw some of that a couple of weeks ago whenever Alabama went down to Gainesville and played Florida, and I think Alabama lost by 30 at that point.
It was ugly.
Yeah, and Auburn, I think, is your favorite right now. They beat South Carolina yesterday, 86-55. Congratulations to the Tigers. They probably, in my opinion, will win this SEC tournament.
Yeah, right now they're looking the best. I have to give credit to Florida. They have come on strong late in the season,
especially during.
So it'd be interesting to see those two teams play. If Auburn and Florida get together, see what happens there. But Auburn is looking strong. I think they're playing Mississippi State next. They're about a 7.5-point favorite in that game. So Auburn's expected to make it past the next round. And then we'll see who they get next. But it's going to be interesting to see who wins out. And then, you know, some of these guys, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, it almost looked like to me, in seeing some of the highlights and watching the game last night, that they were just kind of looking forward to the March Madness and not really the SEC Championship.
Yeah, and I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, we talked a little bit about that in the Prep Sports Report earlier about some of these guys that are going to go play in college, how they don't play their senior year. You give up on your team, and that's kind of what we are seeing a little bit of. Of course, you mentioned today's matchups. We'll see Mississippi State take on Auburn. That'll be at 12 o'clock on ESPN. And then at 2:30 on ESPN, Texas A&M in Florida. So I think personally, I think you're going to see an Auburn-Florida matchup. So should be good.
It'll be fun to watch.
Fun day to watch some golf and watch some basketball.
Absolutely.
So there you go. All right, got about a minute left here in this segment. What's going on over at Boudreaux's?
Well, right now we've got the deck is ready. It's the screens are up. The breeze is coming across. And we're ready to go. Right now, we've got some fresh mahi-mahi we just got in yesterday.
Nice.
So we're blackening that with some shrimp zydeco sauce on top of it. And just sitting back and enjoying the springtime weather. We've got a bunch of festivals going on. We got the art festival down here in Fairhope.
Yep.
That's going on today. So we're expecting to have a lot of people in and out of the restaurant coming in, grabbing a bite to eat, and then coming down and enjoying the activities in the area. So, and it's a great thing to do. We open at 3 o'clock today. Come out, get a little snack, have a little cocktail, and then go enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
We were there. We had some guys in from corporate that were in
Thursday night.
Yeah, and we came over, and man, you were packed. And Madison took very good care of us. Had a great time. The guys really enjoyed it. Food was fantastic. The whole setting, as I told him, I said, guys, get ready. I mean, we're going over Boudreaux's, okay? Do you know what that means? That means y'all fixing to kick back, relax, and enjoy. And that is certainly something that we did for sure. Of course, we got some great sponsors of the show. Couldn't do it without these guys. Boudreaux's Cajun Grill certainly being one of those. We want to thank McConnell Automotive, Glen Lakes Golf Club, and Foley. We'll be there tomorrow. Our good buddy David Musial, the general manager there at Glen Lakes, hosting us. We got about four or five groups going down, so that ought to be fun. I want to thank Ben Murphy with Ben Murphy Roofing, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, our good friends at Peninsula and Craft Farms Golf Courses and Gulf Shores, Lisa Johnson Realtor. Thank her for all that she does. Of course, Joey Johnson, the publisher and editor-in-chief of our magazine, does a wonderful job. New one's coming out real soon. You can pick that up at most any golf course, or you can go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com, and you can check it out. Got to thank Boom over at Boom's Thai Kitchen. And let me just tell you, if you're into Thai food,
It's good.
I don't want to sound biased, right, but it's about the best you're going to get around here.
It's good. I have some friends that continue to go there frequently, and they just have not had anything better and anywhere in the area. And I can't disagree with them. I love the crunchy chicken. Oh, my goodness.
Is it good?
Oh, my gosh. If I could, I mean, I'd being a restaurant owner, I mean, I'd love to take it from her and make it myself. But she does an amazing job. And what's great about Boom, too, is I took my mom there for her birthday last couple weeks ago. Mom loves it. She just loves Boom, too. Boom's amazing.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Of course, PSR Radio Network as well. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to visit with Avery Reed. We're going to get his thoughts on LIV Golf. That's going to happen right here on Southern Fairway Sports right after this. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt. And Matt, just for you, a little St. Patty music right there. It is St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I need to say this. Let me do this live and in person. Happy birthday to my oldest sister. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, sis. We love you.
So, there you go.
There you go. Maybe I'll throw some happy birthday music in here in a little bit. But, hey, we're broadcasting live today from Fairhope Golf Works in downtown, just outside of downtown Fairhope, Alabama. Glad that you are with us. Hanging out with us right now, JT Purine is doing a lesson. You're doing a lesson also, Avery Reed.
Yes, sir.
But you're taking a break to come join us real quick because we have got to talk to you for just a few moments.
I'm just glad you guys are down here. This is great.
Well, we need to do this more often.
We do.
I got to be honest with you. We need to somehow figure how to set this up, but on a regular basis. But no, we are happy to be here. First 2 hours went by fast. This hour will go by equally as fast. But I got to talk to you. I want to get your thoughts real quick about LIV Golf. And for folks that are just tuning in, Avery Reed is a master club fitter. Was on the PGA. For the PGA Tour for many years, there at Sawgrass TPC Sawgrass, you got to play with a lot of the guys there. You were telling us about the story. Of course, Matt hits his first hole in one ever, and does it on number 17. Are you kidding me? At TPC Sawgrass
ever again.
That's what I'm saying. Put your clubs up. Why'd you
I think the last thing I said, I got the ball out of the hole and I said, "Okay, I'm done."
Yeah, pickleball.
I'm done. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, pickleball it is.
Pickleball's
exactly.
It.
Exactly. But you've been able to play there. Yeah. And we didn't tell you the story. He was telling us a story earlier about him and Vijay Singh were playing, and you're thinking, "Okay, yours was what 120 yards?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What was yours, Avery?
It was about a 270 carry. He has a tee box. Yeah. He's got his own tee box out there.
That's
he runs
wild.
That golf course. So.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I knocked three in the water and moved on to 18.
Very easy to do from 270. I can believe that. Hey, let's talk for just a few moments. You've worked with some of the great golfers out there and with the LIV. All right. I want to get your thoughts on LIV because I think there's a lot of folks that are pro LIV, there are folks that anti LIV, there are folks in between. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen because PGA Tour, I think, is a little bit of a suffer. Of course, Paul Azinger says the PGA Tour now is the
new senior tour.
Well, they're actually the beginner tour for the LIV
for
Tour,
the
something
tour.
Like that.
That's right.
But what's your thoughts?
I mean, I hope you have this whole segment blocked, but no, I'll
it's all yours.
You know, I was out there, so you know, my routine used to be fly out Sunday, fly to whatever PGA Tour event. I'd work with the guys Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fly home, and the last year I was out there was the first year for LIV Tour. So I kind of saw, I was on the stomping grounds of watching this whole thing unfold for the last 10 years, and you know, keeping the politics and all of that out of the side. I mean, you know, I see reasons why the guys went and did it. I think it kind of, in my opinion, it shocked a lot of people, not only them, but the PGA Tour, how many guys went and did it. You know, and I watch it now, and at the end of the day, there's some things that I really like. There's, you know, I tell JT this all the time. Like, you know, I watched the first LIV Tour event, and the team aspect that they're developing, I think, is going to be huge. And I think that that's something that's missing on the PGA Tour because – oh, go ahead.
No, I want to ask you. I like the team aspect.
Yeah.
But every tournament?
Yeah.
You like it every tournament?
You know, it was interesting when we were out there that, you know, every week there's the tour trucks. There's a Titleist tour truck, a Callaway tour truck, a TaylorMade tour truck. It's where we did all the building. So once we fit the guys or work with the guys, we'd build all the equipment out of there. And I think from what I was hearing, from what I understand, you know, the guys that started Liv, they did Formula One racing. And they're thinking about more along the lines of creating team vans.
Right. Mm.
Creating, you know, corporate sponsors to come in. So pretty soon, instead of it being these goofy names, you're going to see Team Rolex against Team, you know, okay. Ferrari gotcha. Against Team. And to me, I've been to plenty of PGA Tour events where, you know, the guy's 15, 16 shots out going into Sunday. They're not playing.
Yeah.
You know, start the engines. I'm ready to go. And I watched the first Live Tour event I watched. There was a guy that was about 12 shots back. He made a 5-footer, and you would have thought he just won the tournament. And it was because he bumped his team up.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that could be really cool that could be, you know, incorporated. And, you know, at the end of the day, to me, I watch, like, I think the Players is a great example. And I think it's one of the greatest golf tournaments of the year. I always tell people, if you want to go to a really cool, well-done tournament,
yep.
the Players was one of my favorites to work every year. Yep. And, you know, but that was the best field of the year. It's better than any major. You know, U.S. Open, you have qualifiers into it. The PGA, you have qualifiers into it. This was strictly – and I think this is a good example of where now you don't have a Dustin Johnson. You don't have a John Rahm. You don't have – you know, some of the names that we've grown up watching and some of the best players out there. And I think that that's a miss on both sides. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's got to be something done to incorporate it. And I know that there's a lot of politics involved, and that's way above my pay grade. But, you know, if you're going to have the best of the best, you've got to have the best of the best.
Yeah.
And right now it's a split field.
Well, and there, I agree with you on some of that. I do. I mean, you look at this field right now at the Players, which is probably the best field that you'll see this year. Perhaps maybe the Masters, but you look at the names out there: Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele. You see those names, but yeah, you're missing the Dustin Johnsons. You're missing for us older guys, the Louis Oosthuizens.
Yep.
Okay.
Sergio Garcia.
Although Sergio's got a crazy attitude. But, you know, I think, though, that there's got to be a way that you merge this. At some point, there's got to be some type of merger. I don't know how it happens. I know Jay Monahan, the commissioner for the PGA Tour, is trying to do something. You got some people. See, Rory McIlroy, and you know Rory. You've dealt with Rory. You've done many things with Rory. But he's got to feel like the guy that just got ran over by the bus.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, because the PGA Tour just kind of ran over him. Threw him under the bus for sure.
I mean, and I agree with that. I, you know, I'm not out there anymore. I don't see the day-to-day. But, I mean, the pressure that he's under, I can imagine, has got to be immense.
Right.
Because, you know, I'd like to pick him for the Masters.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that he's got the persona. He's got – you know, when you're on a PGA Tour driving range, you know when Rory's on that driving range.
Yeah.
And he's got another gear. He's the closest I've seen to the Tiger effect. You know, where
he's a needle.
He can move the needle, and he's got a gear, I think, that not a lot of guys have. You're starting to see it more and more now, though. But I think the pressure of all of this, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to it personally, but it's got to be wearing on him.
Yeah, you mentioned the driving range at a PGA Tour event. And I've been to many of them, not as many as you, okay? Talk about when you walk down that line and you just hear golf balls going off, how different is it than you hear maybe from a local standpoint when a professional's hitting a golf ball?
Yeah.
You don't even have to look. You almost know who that – well, there's Rory, you know, there's Scotty, you know.
It definitely makes a difference out. I mean, without a doubt. And that was one of the things I used to love about, you know, doing college and recruiting the guys and looking to see who the up-and-comers were. You could walk the range, and every, you know, maybe two or three guys, you'd hear it just makes a different sound coming out, and you're like, that guy's going to be good.
Yeah.
That guy knows what he's doing.
Can you work your way to that spot? Can you? I know Matt's been taking lessons and taking money off of me, and so that's not that hard to do. But for a young person,
yeah,
we see some junior golfers in here this morning. Can I get there? I mean, is it something you're born with, or is it something that is it natural, or is it can you work your way to it?
I think if you have the drive, you can work your way to it. I really do, and I believe that. I mean, you know, you brought up VJ, and I think, you know, look at VJ's work ethic. Like, yeah. I always tell people the story of there was one time VJ, I think he took second in LA at the Genesis. So he would have been one of the last groups coming up. And Monday morning, I went to unlock the building, and it was 6:30 in the morning, and he was already on the backside hitting golf balls. You know, I went over and asked him. I said, "Your jet just dropped you off on the range? Like, how did you get here?" You know, there's a different work ethic involved, and you do see it a lot with those guys. I mean, they don't just go play and then go, you know, eat pizza and then hang out. They're back on the driving range right after they play.
Yeah. Did you have a question, Matt?
Well, no. It's just one thing that I've noticed in my game and my mental thought process of the game since I've got fitted for the irons is, you know, it took away an excuse of, are these clubs right for me? I mean, and honestly, it did. Yeah. Now it's more thinking about, you know, the fluidity of the swing, and I'm not, and the clubs feel right. I mean, it's amazing. I'm still in awe over what we did and what we changed. I mean, I think we changed dramatically. We changed the shafts. We changed the lie angle. I mean, so much that I had no idea were part of my swing in a bad way, and it's changed everything. It's just, it makes me more comfortable with what's in my hand, and then you start swinging right.
Yeah, and that's why I have JT here, because once you come in for fitting, then it's all his fault.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
I got your clubs right. Okay. JT's got to do his job. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Hey, let's take a timeout. When we come back, maybe we can jump into a little SEC basketball as well. And we'll obviously have Avery and JT back on with us coming up in just a few moments. We're broadcasting live from the Fairhope Golf Works right here in Fairhope, Alabama. This is Southern Fairway Sports.
There we go.
Little Bruno Mars. Let's go. Out on a Saturday morning. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I don't get you going. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brand. We're broadcasting live from Fairhope Golf Works right here in Fairhope, Alabama. Boy, a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful studio. JT Perrine is here with us. JT, how you doing, my man?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you. How are y'all?
Well, we've been very good. You have been busy giving lessons this morning.
Yeah, it's been a big day.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Let's talk a little bit about what you got going on here. I'm going to get your thoughts on the Masters and Players and all that coming up in just a few moments. But talk a little bit about the studio, how long you've been here, how folks can get set up to get lessons. I know Matt has been here taking lessons from you as well. So, which, by the way, I'm a little upset. It's costing me. Okay, I'm actually paying for these lessons.
Look, I'm writing down how much money I take from you so that I can you know,
reinvest
it into more lessons.
There you go.
Then in turn,
I love it. Yeah, we had Avery on just a few moments ago. Of course, Avery, Master Club Fitter, was on the PGA Tour for many, many years, and you've been teaching now for 11 years?
About 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a blast of a journey. It's I started out as a young professional, about 20 years old, and started running golf clubs, working as an assistant pro, wanted to play, and didn't really have many other avenues than the PGA of America, and really just growing up self-studying and kind of more or less just being obsessed with golf and the golf swing and working on my own game. And once I turned pro and started working in the business, that really translated into teaching quite a bit, and just kind of fell in love with it. So I've been very, very fortunate to have some great mentors throughout my time. Craig Welty up in Washington State is a phenomenal guy. He's kind of a wise old man in a young man's body.
Sure.
Plays the whole game cross-handed. So
Are you kidding me?
He's a phenomenal player. He's like a two-time All-American from Western Washington University. He's got a great D2 program out there. But I was a young pro playing, and I'd go to him with all my mechanical problems, and he'd kind of look at me like, dude, I play cross-handed. Like, figure it out. That gave me a lot of perspective. Good mutual friend of ours, Scott Hamilton. Avery and I, that's kind of how we hooked up, was at Scott Hamilton's studio. So it's just been a wild ride. And then, you know, running golf clubs, and loved that, but didn't get to teach as much as I wanted to. So Avery and I were here in town and met each other through Scott and said, you know, are you want to do it? And kind of looked at each other and here we are.
Well, I'll tell you, it has been awesome. There's no doubt. I mean, you're right. Almost your first anniversary, right?
Yeah. Yeah. April 11th will be officially nice. Wow. One full year in, at least with the doors open.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the doors being open, this place is amazing, guys. If you guys have not been to Fairhope Golf Works, check them out online, of course, fairhopegolfworks.com.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And the studio is incredible. You've got a track man. You've got set up using on your side. Avery's got what is Avery using over here software-wise?
Avery uses GC Quad.
GC Quad.
So of the foremost systems.
Yeah.
GC Quad's photometric. It's fantastic. It's the most accurate you can get indoors. TrackMan 4 is also beautiful indoors, but it allows me from a teaching side to integrate video and all the numbers together and does some great reporting, so it's a little better.
You know, and I mean, here's the deal. I mean, you come here, you work on your golf game, you get fit, that's great. But just come hang out. This is an awesome man cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, expecting you to do something like this very soon at your house.
The more you sit here and listen, you'll just soak up the knowledge and be better mentally for
right.
the game, right?
There you go.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Good stuff. We asked Avery a while ago in our last segment his thoughts on LIV Golf. What's your thoughts?
Man, that's a loaded question. You know, from a player's perspective, I get it. I mean, if you came to me and said, hey, I'll give you way more money to do a little less work, and, you know, that's pretty appealing. I'd be hard-pressed to be, especially, you know, you look at Jon Rahm, and that was a little controversial. So
sure.
He kind of went back on some of the things that he said. But, I mean, $400 million, $500 million, whatever.
I mean, it's life-changing. There's no – it's generational, no doubt.
His kids are going to be fine.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Brooks Koepka talked about it really nicely. I think a little deeper in the full swing is being a professional athlete. You get in a car accident like Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know how much more money you're going to make or how many more opportunities you're going to have to play these major events and bank that. So when these guys come to you and say, hey, here's a couple $100 million, it's tough to say because you don't know how long your career is going to last.
Well, and I guess, you know, and obviously there's different thoughts from a lot of different people. When you look at who's backing it, you know, if you go down that road of it, how do you feel? You know, if you just say, okay, I don't care where it comes from, then you don't care where it comes from.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that brings in the politics of it, too. And you know, I think, you know, striking while the iron's hot, like JT's talking about, it's hard. I'd have a hard time turning some of that money down, too, no matter where it came from.
Yeah.
But
they'd have to come up with a whole lot more for you, big dog. Okay.
You know,
you're pretty expensive.
I got a restaurant. I mean, I'd be glad to share it with them. You know, it'd be fine. But, no, Liv brings up a lot of emotions since it all started. And it's interesting to see how some people are really, really against it. For it, and then a lot of people are kind of starting to get kind of where Jay Monahan is in the middle.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, he needs to get something going on.
I think the bummer too, in all transparency, I haven't watched one lick of it.
Yeah,
not a bit. No. You know, and I really miss watching guys. Like, granted, I could turn on the CW or YouTube and watch it, but I just haven't.
Yeah.
Well, and see, and that's where that's my problem right now is I've tried to watch it. It there's something when you say professional and you're making that type of money, I need you to be separate than me and Matt going out playing golf. Okay. I mean, they're wearing short pants, they got music going. I'm cool with the music. Matt knows that. I'm cool with the music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The short pants, that's just not I'm a traditionalist.
I agree.
So I want to see you making that kind of money. You need to separate yourself from me,
right.
Okay? And, and I don't see that separation, other than obviously the golf game. But I'm just saying that's kind of where I am right now. I have, and every tournament is a team, and Avery likes that. I would be, I don't know that every tournament I would want as a team tournament.
Right.
I want to see you go out and play and earn your money.
I mean,
that's kind of where I am.
What was interesting to me that I didn't watch the tournament, but I caught the end of it a few weeks ago. I think it was Jon Rahm's first LIV tournament, and he basically lost the tournament on the last two holes.
Yeah.
Oh, and man. So, and then he gets interviewed, like, walking off the green, microphones in his face. He's like, I'm not really sure what to say. I'm not real happy right now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, I'm not used to having the microphone right here. This is a little different, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a really big change for him just on that aspect of it.
And I think the music standpoint was probably different for him as well.
So it's strange. I would love to really get the comments of some of these guys that switched and real comments on how they like it, what they like about it, not just the money thing, but what they really enjoy versus the PGA.
Regardless of which side you fall on, I think that it's mixed things up in a way that I hesitate to say full force that it's been great for the game, but in a way it's been very good for the game. I mean, the attention that it's drawn, you're getting some headlines, you're getting more people looking at the game. I mean, that Netflix special Full Swing has been hugely successful. They could not have timed that any better, right, with this transition, all these players going to live. And it's since COVID, really, the game has just blown up, and these things keep popping up that keep the game steamrolling. And I'm in the PGA as an apprentice, but I'm not a full-blown member. But the mission of the PGA is to grow the game.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the more people we can get involved and paying attention and getting curious enough to get a club in their hand and get out there and hit balls, whether it's at Top Golf or here in the shop, or just getting out and trying nine holes for the first time.
Yeah, well, golf's certainly on a big roll right now.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Speaking of which, the 50th anniversary of the Players going on right now at TPC Sawgrass. And we see Wyndham Clark, who is leading this at 14-under, Xander Schauffele, Nick Taylor, those guys 4 strokes back at 10-under. But you look at Rory McIlroy. Right now he's at 6-under, so he's 65-73. Kind of had a tough day yesterday. Justin Thomas doesn't make the cut. Jordan Spieth doesn't make the cut.
Yeah.
The rookie Nick Dunlap from Alabama does not make the cut.
Yeah.
Another Alabama guy, Davis Riley, doesn't make the cut. Who do you like in this tournament? And then I want you to turn and we got the Masters coming up in just a couple of weeks. I want to kind of get your thoughts on that as well.
So, Wyndham Clark is going to be tough to beat. If he's on a hot streak right now. Something clicked for him that U.S. Open last year where he started to believe he could win.
And kind of got a little cocky too.
Yeah, I mean, he speaks a little differently, carries himself differently, but at that level, I mean, a lot of it is there's not really any guys out there that aren't big type A personalities.
Yep.
That self-belief is a big part of what it takes.
Yeah.
He's playing good golf. I will say if Scotty can come down the stretch and make 15 out of 15 inside of 15 feet or whatever it was, he'll be a tough competitor too.
Scotty Scheffler right now at 8-under.
Yeah.
He's 67, 69. I think he tees off about 1 o'clock somewhere around there today. Who has been just playing phenomenal golf. A big win last week.
Yeah.
Certainly the defending champion here at the Players. This is a guy you can't – I don't know that you can't put him in there on a Sunday and say he's got a chance to win.
Well,
even being 6 strokes back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
some of the stats he has right now are incredible. I think he's got 24 rounds in a row under par.
Yep.
The closest to him is like a 10 or 11.
Yeah.
He's probably 39 of 40 inside 15 feet.
Yep. Wow.
I mean, that kind of stuff. I mean, can you imagine what our score would be if we had 39 of 40 inside 15 feet? Let's not go there.
Yeah, we don't need to go down there. That's more money for JT if we won't do that, all right? I'm going to tell you. All right, JT, real quick, folks want to set up a lesson with you. How do they do it?
The easiest way is on fairhopegolfworks.com. You're more than welcome to call, text, email. Generally, if I'm teaching through the day, it's tough to get me on my cell phone, but you can easily go to fairhopegolfworks.com, scroll down. There's a big button that says book a lesson or a fitting. And click on that, and you can pick your day and time and service, whether you want a driver fitting or a short game lesson, wedge fitting, putting lesson, whatever it may be. You can go in there and book it up. And then also we've got our packages and membership options as well. All that can be done through the website if you have a tough time getting a hold of me through the day. I try to catch up at night, but it's been good.
I'm sold. I am sold. Okay.
I think those of you that can't see what's going on here, Randy just clicked on lessons on his computer. So I think he's trying to book one right now. So you guys better get in.
I want to go pro here. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, more Southern Fairway Sports right after this. And we certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairway Sports. I'll tell you what, it has been flying. Matt, we have been flying through this hour as we've been broadcasting live from Fairhope and with Golf our good friends from Fairhope Golf Works, Avery Reed and JT Pirine. I got to mention real quick, a good friend of mine, Paul Ortigue, you probably know him as Crabclaw. He and Buzzbait have opened up a new shop in Mobile. They're located on 4464 Old Shell Road right there in Mobile. Of course, they've got their place down in Orange Beach as well. But we're going to be doing something coming up very soon that I am excited about. You know, I love golf. Love golf. But one of my other favorites is fishing. All right. And we're going to be doing a fishing podcast where we're actually going to have cameras out. We're going to go fishing. You're going to see us catch fish. You're going to see me maybe not catch fish. But we are excited about it. That's going to be happening real soon. So stay tuned for that. But those two guys are hilarious. They are absolutely the funniest thing you've ever seen, but we're going to have a lot of fun. More about that. But do check out Paul Ortigue. Ortigue's on the Hill, specialty food market right there on O'Shell Road. All right, Avery Reed back with us as we wrap up this edition of Southern Fairway Sports. Of course, we talked to you about LIV a little earlier. You got the Masters coming up in just a couple of weeks. Let's talk about that. Now, you've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there many times. A good friend, Bobby Halls, had the opportunity last year to go play at Augusta National. What are your thoughts, and who do you think wins it this year? Of course, you're going to have, I guess, a couple of LIV players back in there that have won in the past. They've been invited back. Your thoughts on that?
Ooh. You know, it's pretty cool, and it speaks to the talent. It'll be fun to have the LIV guys back out there. Again, just kind of what we were talking about with the players. I mean, you can never count some of those guys out. Brooks Koepka loves to win every single major, even if you don't think he has a chance, right?
Yep.
I mean, like I was saying earlier, I'd like to see Rory pull it off. I think that's going to be my go-to. I think he can get all this behind him. I know it's a lot of pressure on him right now, but I think that kills a lot of birds with one stone if he can –
he completes a grand slam.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. And how long ago has that been? 8 years ago? 9 years ago when he had it going into the final nine on a Sunday and then just kind of
lost it.
Yeah. Yeah. I will tell you that I am rooting for him. I am a Rory fan, and I am rooting for him. Yeah. I would love to see him win this and get that monkey off his back.
Yeah. And it does. It seems that the majors and the players are two events where, you know, The big names show up.
Yeah.
And I think you can always count them in.
You've walked that grounds. You've walked Augusta National many, many times. And is there one particular hole that just stands out to you that can make or break you on a Sunday afternoon?
Man, I'll tell you what. When you walk those grounds, it's so different than watching it on TV. The
undulations
and everything else. And I think the pressure that goes into it, that it's just like the players. I think, you know, you've got to be on your top of your game on every single. And I think Rory showed that. I don't think there's one hole out there that can cause an issue. I think you've got to stay focused on
every hole, number 12 especially.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you go in the water there, you pretty much just said, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that my experience going to Augusta National, going to the Masters, was. I try to describe it like this. If you've never been, when they opened the doors to let you in, a big ray of sunlight came down, and I heard heavenly horns, okay? And I was like, oh, and, man, you just walk. There's not a piece of paper anywhere on there. You don't see pine cones. Everything is manicured. I mean, it's just perfect.
It's the only event they don't allow the tour trucks on property. We'd have to park across the street, and then in order to work with a player, they had to request that you come in, and then they would let you through the gates. But
incredible.
I mean, it's an atmosphere like no other.
Wow. Have you been?
Yeah. I have never been. That's on my bucket list.
No, it is something that you will never forget, I can promise you.
I can only imagine if Masters is a step above the players that it's got to be transcendence, because the Sawgrass, TPC Sawgrass, you can't find anything out of place there either.
Yeah.
The place is immaculate all the time.
I think what happens whenever, if you're a golfer and you're probably borderline golfer, like, I enjoy it, or, you know, I'm not sure, whatever. If you can find a way to the Masters and you spend one day at Augusta National, you will fall in love with golf. Because it just absolutely blows you away.
Yeah.
All right. And one of the things, too, a lot of folks don't know, and we were talking about this earlier, when you see an Augusta a Masters flag,
yeah,
okay, like you see over here, all right, do you know no one can sign their name in the middle of the map except
the winner of the year.
The winner of the year.
Is that right?
That's why you see everybody signing outside of it except the guy that wins it. And who was that?
That was
Jordan
Spieth,
yep, in 2015. Now, did you work with Jordan?
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I mean, he seems to be, obviously.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about him.
I mean, no fear. I mean, that was the first thing I thought when I worked with him. I was actually broke his driver shaft. I think it was at the Players first time I met him, and he played the original Diamana whiteboard and needed something different, but it was almost like no big deal. Like, just give me something, I'll make it work.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting out there. You have different personalities, and I always explain that to people. I mean, you take a guy like Justin Rose, who's, I mean, just super analytical. I mean, he's going to write down every number. He knows what every number means. He knows what the ball's doing based on those numbers. And then you take like a Dustin Johnson, who's ball go far.
Yeah,
ball
go far. Well,
you speak
of Justin Rose yesterday. He was about to make the cut until he got to 17.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I
think he dunked it in the water a couple
twice.
Of times.
Yeah.
And I think he took four over on that hole.
Took a seven
on it. So, it knocked him out. He didn't make the cut. But a great guy. But you're right. Dustin Johnson.
Ball go far.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's good stuff. All right, folks want to get it. And, of course, Avery Reed, Master Club Fitter, right here at Fairhope Golf Works. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening to us in Birmingham, set up appointment. You can go online to fairhopegolfworks.com, book a time, fitting, lesson, whatever. Become a member, I guess.
Yeah, and love to have them down. Yeah.
Talk about that for a second.
So you can we do memberships. I would say that's more on the on the JT instruction side of it,
okay.
But you know, he has packages of lessons of 10. He has, you know, down to, you know, 5 lessons, 3 lessons. You know, on my side, I never do. People always ask, you know, I don't do the full bag, as you know, with
yep.
the irons, I'll wear you out in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what we do is I'll separate it where you come down, you do the woods, or you come down and do the irons, and then we'll dive into the next
right.
section.
And putter, wedges.
Yep.
Putter's my favorite. Like I said earlier,
yeah.
Putter fitting.
Guys, I got to tell you, the Lab putter, if you have not tested a Lab putter, L-A-B, that stands for lie, angle, and balance. If you have not tried one of these putters, it will change your game. It will change your game. I'm about to get one,
yeah.
You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it, Matt. I'm just going to tell you.
Well,
you don't know that yet, but you're going to pay for it.
A buddy of mine just bought one. Butch Adams just bought it last
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
And he has made more putts in the last 2 rounds I've played with him than I've ever seen. And this is weird because he historically really struggled with putting. You know
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
you play
yeah,
with him.
Yeah.
The level of confidence this club has given him and the way he's hitting it, he won $40 off of me the other day, and he didn't play any damn better than I did.
That is a great thought right there, because I know in my golf game, if I'm struggling with a putter, it messes up the rest of my game because I feel like I have to force to get close to the pin because I can't make a putt. But whenever I'm making all the putts, all the other stuff becomes easy.
Everything's yep. It's the club you use the most in your bag,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's the most important. So. So I said it's one of my favorites, and I didn't think Colin was going to give him his putter. Colin was going to steal it.
I know.
And that's
know.
Hey, and there's a guy that's been playing.
There you go. He is.
Hey, he played in our SFGT, our Southern Fairways Golf Tour, last Sunday. We
yep.
played at Craft Farms, and we had 116 players, and there was one skin. Colin got the skin.
Yep.
Can I say how much you got?
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
His wife's not listening.
It was there was a comma in there. Okay, we'll put it like that. All right. So he's playing extremely well. So whatever y'all are doing,
so charge him double for the grip when he.
Well,
comes
that's
in.
There you go. That's there right. you go. There you go. And I'll get my little commission off of that. But no, good stuff. Good stuff. And Avery, I know you have a gentleman here that you're working with today. But folks want to set up a time or an appointment, come by a fitting, a lesson. You can go to FairhopeGolfWorks.com. Hey, come just hang out.
Yeah, just come in and swing by and say hi. We'd love to have you in.
Be good stuff. Good
Thank
stuff.
You guys so much for coming out.
Thank you, Avery. We have really enjoyed it. We got to figure out how to make this work a couple more times.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely got to do it again.
No doubt. All right, Matt. We didn't even get to do what's for dinner.
Well, it's all good at Boudreaux. So come down and get some.
or go to Boom's Thai Kitchen. You got Quitchin. One or two places. Quitchin. There you go. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Southern Fairways Radio. We appreciate you hanging out with us and for the whole staff. Southern Fairway Sports Radio. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember, hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. We'll see you next week right here, same time, same place. Bye-bye, everybody.